Hello, my name is Dan Fuller, and I want to tell you in a few minutes a little bit about my life story and how I came to know Jesus. I am from the North. I was born in upstate New York and moved to Chicago, and I didn't move to the South until I was in eighth grade. When I moved to the South, I had a tough time with my teachers in school because many of them thought I was rude, simply just because I didn't say yes ma'am and yes sir. I was still polite to my teachers, I just didn't say that. In the North, it was viewed as sarcastic, so you don't say yes ma'am and yes sir. But I quickly learned that in the South, you say yes ma'am and yes sir if you don't want to get detention. I had a tough time during then. I had a tough time moving. Meeting your friends is hard. It was a tough time in my life, but the Lord still spoke into my life during that time and during those hard things. During that time, I was wrestling with the question of how do I get into heaven? What do I need to do to be in a relationship with God? How does that even happen? For a long time, I thought that I would get into heaven because I was a good kid. I mean, I didn't do anything too bad. Maybe the good things that I did would outweigh the bad things, and that would get me into heaven. I was a good enough kid. Then at summer camp with a church, I realized for the first time that that's not how God looks at me. That's not how God thinks about me. That's not what the Bible says about me. The Bible says that I'm not a good kid, that I'm a bad kid. It says that I am a sinner. Jesus says that anyone who sins is a slave to sin. Romans 6 says that we are slaves to sin very clearly. And then later in Romans 6:23 says the wages of sin is death. It was at that time in the camp that I realized that I was that sinner. I was a sinner. I could look back at my life and I could say very clearly that there were bad things that I had done. The Bible says that just one sin is enough to separate me from God forever. So when I realized that I was a sinner, I knew that I needed someone to save me. I needed a Savior. That Savior was Jesus. Jesus took my sin on the cross and paid for it by dying for me. When I did this, I accepted Jesus as my Savior and as my Lord. Now, He calls the shots in my life. I still mess up and I still sin, but I know that Jesus Christ is there for forgiveness and restoration. I now have a new life in Jesus Christ. Romans 6:23 says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus." Ephesians 2:4 says, "But because of His great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in our transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved." The way to heaven is not by being a good person. It is not by trying to do more good things than bad things, but by talking to God and telling Him that you are sorry for your sins, that you are a sinner, and that you need a Savior. You need Jesus. Then you can be forgiven and be given a new life in Jesus Christ. Thank you for letting me share a piece of that story with y'all. If you have any questions, please come talk to me. Thanks.